Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Clara H. Carlson School and the April Board of Education meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present. Can I have approval of tonight's agenda? Move Mr. Dr. Kantar. Second, Ms. Early Davis. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Can I have approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of March 15th and the special meeting of March 28th? Move Mr. Mafia. Second, Dr. Kantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Okay. So again, good evening. Welcome again. It's nice to see everyone coming out again to our board meetings. This week is National Assistant Principals Week, so I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge all of our great APs across the district. And I've taken my glasses off so I can read, so I can't see who's out there, but if you are an assistant principal, just please stand and be recognized. Thank you. So if I'm a little loopy tonight, it's because I was on a red eye this morning from California from attending the National School Board convention over the past couple of days. So just bear with me. One of the probably most important things that kind of hit me over the weekend, I was at a luncheon on Sunday. And the keynote speaker began to talk about Dr. Martin Luther King and had reminded us all that on April 3rd, so many years ago, he had given his mountaintop speech, followed by the following day, which was yesterday, where he was assassinated. So, you know, it was really poignant. It was really touching. Because he talked about, you know, how significant the mountaintop was then, but, you know, so many years later, the mountaintop is still as equally important. And, you know, in just reflecting on, you know, being in that space and in that present time, I was just moved because, you know, we're all, you know, in this together, trying to make sure that all of our children reach that mountaintop, so that they can all see clearly and that they can continue to flourish in the dreams that Dr. Martin Luther King had. So, you know, that was very touching. It was very moving. It was, you know, the whole room was quite silent for a period of time just reflecting on that. So, you know, as we continue to charter this thing that we call the Elmont Union Free School District, I just want everyone to remember the importance of instilling and helping our children reach that mountaintop, and just make sure that we do everything possible in our capabilities to ensure that future happens. And along the way, when we see children slipping, you know, just to be that helping hand that helps them back up, orders them, dusts them off, and continues to encourage them to reach that top. That concludes my remarks.
Thank you, Ms. Hyman. Good evening, everyone. Before I read my Elmont Memorial Report, I just want to say good evening to everyone, and I do want to personally and formally thank Mr. Mansfield and Ms. Natalie Nelson and the entire Women's History Committee for inviting me to the first annual Her Story Women's History event. So thank you again. I had a wonderful time sharing not only with the scholars, but also other fellow women in the community and parents as well. So thank you for that. My report for Elmont Memorial High School: on Monday, April 11th at 7 p.m., the sixth grade parent student night will be held in Elmont Memorial's high school auditorium. Incoming seventh graders and their parents are invited to tour the building and learn about the seventh grade programs. We would like to congratulate Kara Hook, Caitlin Hook, Adewo Aduwu, Danielle Satira, and Ariana Amaya, art students at Elmont, for their beautiful art pieces that were displayed at Central Office for Studio 77. The artistic talent and skill is outstanding, and the pieces are beautiful. We would like to also congratulate Chichi Afebi for qualifying for the International Science and Engineering Fair. We are super proud of Chichi and our science research team. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. And the report from Sewanika, as reported by Ms. Allen. Sewanika is celebrating National Poetry Month in the month of April. The English and Literary Departments, led by Chairperson Jessica Stillman, will be hosting several events designed to help students appreciate poetry. A full calendar of events can be found on the Sewanika High School website. Events include spoken word during lunch period, a Shakespeare mashup, and other school events. The Sewanika Pride, a division of the My Brother's Keeper program, hosted a lunch and chat and with male members of the Sewanika faculty on March 28th. The Pride members will also be attending the first annual Long Island MBK Symposium at Uniondale High School on April 9th. The Sewanika Central High School will be hosting Purple Table Talk on April 6th. This student-led talk will be dissecting the Will Smith-Chris Rock incident, which took place during the Oscars. A student panel will lead the discussion. Future Purple Table talks will cover various topics such as social media, relationships with the law, law enforcement, and drug use among teens. The Sewanika High School FCCLA, led by teacher Daisy Amaris, attended their state conference and competed for in STAR events, and STAR stands for Students Taking Action with Recognition. Examples include career investigation, job interviewing skills, teach and train, sports nutrition, Catherine Kristenlaw earned a gold, Asha Belroop earned gold, and Lucia Matthew earned silver, and Febe Sagey earned silver, and Emily Bathrusani earned bronze. The four of the competitors will now be moving into the national competition in San Diego, California in June. Some upcoming events for Sewanika High School: the Sewanika School Follies Talent Show. The Class of 2028 Parent Orientation is that was yesterday. E&L Parent Night was tonight at 6 p.m. National World Language Honor Society induction will be April 7th at 6 p.m. The National Technical Honor Society induction will be April 7th at 6 p.m. The Spring Blood Drive will be April 11th. The National Math Honor Society induction will be April 13th at 6 p.m. And finally, the 11th grade parent night will be April 26th at 6:30. This report is submitted respectfully by Nicole Allen, principal. At this time, is there any correspondence? At this time, we'll have the report of our school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I have three items for board action tonight. The board received a grant of $100,000 for Covert Avenue School construction, and I ask for motion to accept. That's the grant number 23876.
Can I have a motion, please?
Moved.
Move, Mr. Mafia.
Second.
Oh, second, Ms. Capers. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Grant number from DASNY grant 21570, $125,000 for smart boards district wide.
Have a motion, please. Move, Dr. Cantara.
Second,
Garlic. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
DASNY grant 23898, in the amount of $125,000, smart boards district wide. I ask for motion.
Can I have a motion, please?
Capers.
Move, Capers.
Second.
Second, Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nugent. At this time, I'd like to, on behalf of the
engineer. I'm sorry, Mr. Jaime. I just want to check. Do you need an executive session? You don't? Okay. All right, that concludes my report.
There's no
executive session needed.
Okay. At this time, on behalf of the entire board, I'd like to thank Senator Kaminsky, Senator Kaplan, and Assemblywoman Szilagyi for expediting those three DASNY grants that brought over $300,000 to the district to improve not only our technology but various other parts of the infrastructure of the district. Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of our superintendent.
Good evening. Nice to see everybody. Thank you for being here tonight.
So quiet tonight.
It is very quiet tonight. First of all, as I always start off, I want to say thank you to our first responders, our active military, and our veterans who have kept us safe, who continue to keep us safe, and who continue to do great things in our community, specifically to Elmont, but all across Long Island. So I always start off by saying thank you. It's heartfelt and much appreciated. We have two items on the in my report that will come up in a minute, but I wanted to isolate this at the beginning. I will be recommending tenure of two people tonight, one who could not be here, but I want to say congratulations to Pam Stamidis, who is the assistant principal at the Gotham Avenue School. I will tell her that she got a standing ovation. I will text her. She is a wonderful part of the Gotham Avenue team, along with Mr. Mingo and Mr. Cavalieri. So congratulations to Mrs. Stamidis. We will honor her when she's able to be here in May, but congratulations. And congratulations to Gotham Avenue. I also want to say congratulations, as I recommend tenure, to anyone who's been is in this room, knows the impact that Mr. Spinato has had on the technology and the curriculum in a time where we so desperately needed, in this pandemic, somebody to step up and go through our learning platform and teach us Zoom and go through all the things that that we really needed at this time. I've been working with him for 4 years. He is everything that we needed, and I know he'll continue to do great things. He feeds into our philosophy of always taking that humanistic approach to supervision and making sure that he takes care of our staff. So I want to say congratulations.
Wait. Let's give him a hand.
Mr. Spinato, congratulations. It's nice to see your family here tonight. Congratulations to all of you as you continue to set an example for your young girls. Mr. Jaime, I seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, and resignations as noted on pages 1 through 14.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 1 through 14?
Move.
Move, Mr. Mafia. Second, Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve civil service leaves of absences, appointments, changes in status, termination, and retirements as noted on pages 15 through 18.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 15 through 18? Move, Mr. Mafia.
Second,
Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education, Preschool Special Education, and 504 recommendations on page 19.
Can I have a motion to receive page 19? Move, Dr. Cantara. Second, Dr. Battle-Burkett. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve items 4 and 5 on page 20.
Can I have a motion to approve page 20?
Move.
Move, Mr. Mafia.
Second.
Second, Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to noted for the minute. Let me start again. Noted are items 1 through 3 for the minutes, page 21.
Page 21 is so noted for the minutes.
Seek a motion to approve the scheduled disbursements and warrants on pages 22 and 23.
Can I have a motion to approve pages 22 and 23?
Move.
Move, Mr. Mafia.
Second.
Second, Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Treasurer's Report on page 24.
Can I have a motion to receive page 24?
Move.
Move, Ms. Capers.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
On page 25, seek a motion to approve other approvals and authorizations. It's just item A.
Can I have a motion to approve page 25?
Move.
Move, Ms. Capers.
Second.
Second, Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Page 26, items A through I are noted for the minutes, as well as the vandalism tallies for March 2022 on page 27.
Pages 26 and 27 are so noted for the minutes.
I also would like to send my congratulations to the assistant principals as we honor you this week. My first supervisory job was as an assistant principal. I know how hard you work. I know how important you are to the team, and I just want to say thank you for all that you do as we head into the second round of testing. I know that brings great trepidation to everybody, but you're doing an outstanding job. So I want to say thank you very much to all of you and to the principals who continue to support you in your endeavor to become great leaders. Thank you. That concludes my report.
Thank you. At this time, is there any old business? Any new business? Any legislative items? Items for future consideration? Any audience members at this time can come to the mic and address the board. It's a quiet crowd tonight. It's scary.
Eerie.
Hear a pin drop. Okay. So our next regular board meeting will be Tuesday, May 3rd, here again at the Clara H. Carlson School at 8 p.m. At this time, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn. Move, Mr. Mafia.
Second,
Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. I wish all of you a healthy and happy spring break. Enjoy yourselves and come back healthy.